When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Speedo thing I still never get over. Although I am thinking about it more and more now. I think Key's right. What the hell? Put it on. Wear it.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about it, too.
You think I'm right?
I knew James would be thinking about it, right? It's just something
well,
that
I haven't been thinking about.
The more you hear it, the more you're like, you know what? Why not?
Let me tell you
why should I be worried about what other people think?
Let me tell you something. Jay has worn a Speedo before.
All right,
That's why yesterday he said what he said, then after he realized it was getting heat.
I told you
that. I didn't really wear it.
I told you that I've never worn a Speedo, but I have been to a new beach.
And I rock it. You
confident.
Went straight nudity. Like Jay
I tell
Will.
My wife I'm about to deliver the package.
Jeez.
What?
All right. Seth Greenberg.
Groundbreaking
news.
Oh, we got some breaking news. Woj reports that four-time All-Star Kemba Walker and the Detroit Pistons are finalizing a contract buyout.
Shocking.
He'll become a free agent. Han, how about this story? Kemba Walker returns to his hometown team, the Knicks. Oh, wait.
That's a year late.
Can I just read back real quick?
That was hurtful.
Yeah. I feel like
so
yesterday.
Unnecessary.
I got to a certain point, Han, where I just wanted to bring this up because I wrote it to you, and your response was pretty bad, where I pretty much said, Han, I can't wait for the Hawks to come to MSG. An ice tray drops a 40-piece, and Murray holds Action Brunson to 12 points on 4 of 8 shooting in a blowout, and the fans start to turn on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. It just feels like it's written. It just feels like it's set up perfectly for that. And I hate that for you, but it's
no, you don't.
Happen.
No, you don't hate. See, that's where you see everything you said there was truthful until that very end part of that. You hate that for me.
It's going to happen, though.
No, but you love that for me, don't you? Like you, look, there always has to be the lovable loser in every group. I'm that guy. That's me.
What's the first thing I said to you yesterday? When we started talking about this, I said, I like the Jalen Brunson move. This is who I think you guys need to go get. What did I say? Who did I say you guys need to go get?
I don't know. Who'd you say?
I said DeJounte Murray. And you said, I don't know. It's just the bag. It's got a lot of stuff.
Man, Rich Paul was never letting him come to the Knicks.
You don't
Let's
know
be
that.
Honest. Come on.
I mean, you don't know that.
I don't know. Well, it didn't happen, and now Trae Young has another star on the team. Is Trae Young a superstar? Are the Hawks that it team now? All that stuff. Who knows? But the superstar conversation is something we have been having here based off of what Shaq said, and everybody wants to sound off on it. You can, too, at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You know who else wants to jump in on this? Our good friend Seth Greenberg, who joins us right now. Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jay Will, first of all,
what I do? What I do now?
All right, Luka Doncic is an international superstar. He's not even just an NBA superstar.
Okay,
Luka Doncic is an international superstar.
I would agree.
World renowned.
I would agree.
He walks through the door, boom, that's over.
Seth, we're in agreement on that. By the way, we're in agreement on that. I said he's a superstar.
All right, Jay Will, your guy Zion Williamson, he was a college superstar. His best highlights right now come from his camp when he dunks on little kids.
Seth?
I mean, I don't care how many Instagram followers you have. Like, a superstar is a guy that impacts the game. The dude hasn't impacted anything since he blocked that corner three at Virginia. That was a freakish play. He's a potential superstar. And John Morant is an emerging superstar. You got to get it done on the court to be a superstar. Like, we're not talking about Instagram followers. We're not talking about TikTok. We're not talking about Twitter. We're not talking about social media. We're talking about, like, dudes that can go out and flat be a superstar, dominate the game.
The dude is averaging. Wait, hold on. Let me Seth Greenberg, the audacity you have to call into our show and try to debate
audacity.
Me on it.
What are you the audacity.
Yes, yes. You do this on purpose. And you talk about impact the game. The dude averages 27-7. I get if you want to make the case that the best ability is availability. I get that. But let's not act like Zion Williamson doesn't make an impact on the court when he is available.
But he hasn't become a superstar yet, though, Jay. Will, he's a guy that's an if. He's the ultimate if.
Seth,
he's got to be on the court
Seth, let's talk about this. Let's talk about it. Because we talk about this on TV all the time. When Zion Williamson plays, how many games on national TV do you see that ESPN puts? You think ESPN has a good radar about who the superstars of the league are or who attracts a lot of the talk around the league? We do that every day in studio. So you're telling me like Zion Williamson and the Pelicans don't get games?
Between attracting viewers and being a superstar, you got to get it done on the court. Like,
well, let me jump in on that.
Let me jump in on that point, though,
Seth.
That doesn't mean you're a superstar.
You're wrong, Seth.
You have a brand.
But that leads us to, I think, the point of the conversation. And I that's why, like Keith said something and Jay said something. I said, it's two different perspectives, and they're both right. And Seth, you're like on Jay's side of it, where you're just so deep into it. It's amazing that you actually are contrasting on this because you both are such deep into basketball. You're seeing it as only on the court because as a basketball person, you think a superstar is just strictly about basketball. Where you can have like a pop singer could have no musical talent whatsoever, just have a good voice and have a couple of pop songs and sell out stadiums. But then you have somebody who's a classically trained, amazing musician who might barely sell out an arena. It's superstar is not just what you are doing on the court and the stats you put up, but it's also like, does somebody who doesn't really follow sports know who you are? Then that makes you a superstar. That's at least what I think when we talk about superstars. Do you sell
that's
the sport to
Shaq
people who don't really
about.
Care about the
Shaq
sport?
Shaq was talking about dudes. Shaq
yeah,
was
that's
talking
true.
About dudes. Shaq
yeah,
was
that
talking
part's true.
About guys that earn their money because they are superstars, and their return on their money is winning. That's what he was talking about. I mean, like,
yes.
It's totally taken out of whack. Like
yeah,
about Rudy Gobert
no,
and all that.
No,
I was trying to. I was trying to define superstar though, and I don't know if it's what Shaq is saying either.
Seth,
to
can
me,
you,
it's a dude that can flat go.
Seth, can you,
actually has done it.
Can you admit, Seth,
will,
that people will have different will. Definitions of superstar, and that
sure.
after hearing Alan Hahn's explanation of how we are building out our roster of superstars, can you understand how that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we can agree to disagree. Yeah, you and I have done that once or twice in our life.
Maybe. No, but I love the passion. And you know what though, what Seth brings up though is going to be the criticism of Zion going forward.
I agree,
it continues
yeah.
to be. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a big Seth. It's a big story about Zion. They're about to give him a max extension off his rookie deal. He's going to get $180 million, and he hasn't played half his games yet. But they're doing it based on what they hope he can become if he can just stay healthy. It's a big hope, though.
The league is a futures market no matter what. So if they can get him on a max deal and he's healthy, then it's a bargain. But the whole league is a futures market. I mean, you're seeing guys that shot 27% from the three-point line in the G League that are 18, 19 years old that go in the lottery.
So,
the league has totally gotten younger and younger.
Yes.
And it's a futures market. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's why I say there's so few. Like, John Morant's going to be a superstar. He's an emerging superstar.
Agree with that.
You know, the league is a league of role players. Alan, you know that. Keyshawn, you know that. Jay Will, you know that. Now, Jay Will, when you play college basketball, you were a superstar. You define the sport. You were absolutely a superstar. Let me ask you something. Who are the other good guys? Like, Dunleavy, good player. He wasn't a superstar. He won two-time player of the year.
Wait, Seth, first off, are you on the treadmill? Are you walking right now? Are you getting
I'm
a workout
walking,
in?
Really
yeah, see,
right
I know
now.
I know your morning routine. You're fired up. The blood is going.
That's why.
You're walking on the – you're watching us on the screen.
Adrenaline is pumping.
I got a strong 6-miler going right now. You can't keep a vital like this. I wouldn't wear a Speedo, but you can't keep a vital like this unless you work out.
Please don't wear a Speedo.
I say you should be able to. You wear it because you can. Don't worry about what people think.
Seth could wear a Speedo in about 15 years when he gets a little older and he wants to go hang out in the south of France. He can do that. He earned it then. Right now, he's still young.
I hope that I'm above ground 15 years from now.
Oh, no, you'll be above ground. Don't worry.
Oh, with that passion, you're going to be around for a long time.
Just keep going your 6 miles.
Well, I'm glad you came on here, Coach, and gave Jay some real insight about what superstar status is, because he just thinks
now you're trying to frame the conversation that way.
He just thinks that everybody's a superstar because they play in the NBA.
No, I do not. Stop telling people lies. Seth, last thing I'll say about this, Seth, all I said is I think there are superstars in the league. I think some superstars, their resumes are not as complete as others. But it does not mean that they are as box office, right? I think Ja Morant is box office. Is his resume as complete as LeBron James? Nowhere close. LeBron's in the category by himself.
I call him an emerging superstar. I call Zion an if superstar, if he ever played.
Wow. Jeez. See, that to me is the most compelling part of the conversation. Seth, thanks so much for the perspective. Enjoy the rest of your walk.
And if superstar.
Enough
with you. Superstar.
All right, brother.
That is Seth Greenberg's perspective. What is yours? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What is a superstar to you? Who is a superstar in the league? And do you agree or disagree with Jay about Zion? It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alan Hahn in for Max, ESPN Radio. Let's grab some calls here. We begin with Dennis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dennis.
Hi.
What's up?
What up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in on Shaq's list. I think Shaq is right on point with this, and I must say 19 has been saying this all along, and he said it again today to support what Shaq is saying. Superstar, you just can't take that word lightly. That's a very meaningful word. So when you start earmarking somebody as a superstar, that individual has got to not only back it up on the court, but he also has to back it up off the court. So, you know, you've got to show the talent. You've got to be able to indicate that you have either reshaped the league or are shaping the league. You know, people like Steph and Giannis and LeBron, those are individuals that have done that. So this is very important. So what 19 said today about being a superstar, about being a star.
Dennis, you stop referring to this man as 19. You are.
Why? Man, Jay.
Oh, I love
that. Jay is
a grown man.
His name is Joseph.
He has a name, Dennis.
No, I look.
Dennis, you see his face
whenever
every time
you see
say 19.
Me, whenever
like
you
little
see
kid
me walking
grinning.
Around wherever I'm at in Carolinas and we running each other, you could always say, "Hey, 19, how you doing?" It's fine. Don't listen to Jay.
Ego, Dennis. Don't do
that. Hey.
Well, can I say one more thing about 19?
Maybe
one day you should take a measurement as to the number of people who remember NFL players' numbers.
By number.
Now,
ooh,
I bet you 19 would be at top of the list. I mean, I can think of 84. I can think of Randy Moss. But when I think of star players in the NFL, the number that comes to me most often is 19.
You see, it's weird, though, Dennis, because last time I saw keyword 19, it gives me a different memory. It just looked different in our two-on-two challenge.
Dennis, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you followed my short career and appreciate my play on the field. Call in anytime.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Next caller, please.
I had nothing planned for the rest of the hour, so 9:30.
Dennis just produced the rest of the show for us.
At 9:30, we are going to get a couple of numbers, and the first name that comes to mind, we're going to do that at 9:30, about 15 minutes. Thank you, Dennis. We had nothing planned for this hour.
Why you always hate Jay? You sound like a hater,
talking with your hands? I see you in the studio. You don't even talk like that.
Now, if anybody has anything planned for 9:45, we're still looking to fill that segment.
Jay be hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just watching you in the monitor. You smile like a little bad
ass kid. Ain't nothing wrong with calling me 19.
He called you 19 like it's Stranger Things. It's like 11. Like you're not 19.
You can't call somebody
Keyshawn.
11, though. You can't call 11. Don't
why
sound right.
You can call Isaiah Thomas 11.
No, you can't.
Why can we call you 19?
You know why you can't call him 11? Because he's Zeke. That's why. Like, you can't – you could call Derrick Brooks 50.
But you're Keyshawn.
You call
Derrick
Brooks 55. No. 19, a lot of people call me
You don't
19.
Choose your nickname?
So you just put yourself in the same category as 23? That's what you're saying?
Oh.
That's what you're trying to say?
No, what's 23?
What do you mean who's 23?
Who?
What do you mean who's
23 is MJ.
Yes.
23 ain't – that's MJ.
Yes.
He's known as MJ or Mike. He's not known as 23.
He is known as 23.
No.
Man,
wait, he's not.
That is
Evan,
the most
Evan.
Famous
no,
number.
Not.
Wait, Jay,
is
hang on a second.
The most famous number in the history of
no,
sports.
Man, you, if you say MJ, if you say MJ.
This is absurd.
What are you kidding?
What? Hold on a second.
What the hell?
Evan has known Keyshawn Johnson from like day one when you were drafted day one. Evan, have you ever known? Have you ever known Keyshawn Johnson as 19 in your life, aside from the fact that that was his jersey number?
No, I always refer to him as one. That's where he went in the draft. So.
That's right. 96.
Well, number one in my heart.
Many of my teammates called me 19, though. They didn't say
because when they were mad at you, maybe.
Alan, don't
they just say 19.
Don't let
this
go. You're telling the most famous number in the history of sports is 23 for MJ,
saying it's not famous, Jay. People don't refer, at least the people that I know, don't refer to him as 23. They refer to him as MJ.
Hmm. It's just when I hear 23, I automatically think Michael Jordan. 23, man.
But I never hear 23.
There is no other number.
There's no other number because people don't rock it.
But I never hear 23.
Because people don't rock it like that. Because they don't dare to go towards it.
I just hear MJ. And so if, like, Kobe.
I know, I hear 23 a lot.
Like, Kobe is 24. So when you say 24, it registered.
Yeah,
me.
Then I got eight, though. I go back and forth. It's like that little.
This is going to be a fun way to finish the show. No, we're going to do this, but we do have to get back
Maybe
to callers about.
Maybe you ought to pick the better number.
Well, how about we go with this number, which is caller number two. That would be Mike in Rochester. Mike.
How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
We're just fighting today.
Good, how are you?
No, just listening to Jay Hayes.
So the superstar thing, guys.
It's good.
So with the superstar thing, it's simple. Shaq is right. There's superstars, and then there's superstar talents. Ja, Luka, all those guys, superstar talents. They're not superstars yet, but they'll get to that superstar level just like Giannis. Giannis was a superstar talent, and then he became a superstar once he went to the finals, won the chips.
So it's a superstar depends on, like, how far you get in your career. That's all that matters. In your book, that's what a superstar is.
How far you get, what you do off the court, LeBron and Steph obviously change the game. Giannis, and then those guys, the average fan will know.
Wait, did you say KD? Did you say KD?
Yes.
So
KD for sure.
So KD, because you don't hold that against him that he played with another superstar and Steph Curry? To get his chips?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm just confirming. Just clarifying.
No,
I don't
Thank
either.
You, Mike.
I don't either. I'm just clarifying.
It's the Thank same you, Mike. Thing I'm saying, though, Jay.
Let's get a few more voices in on this, guys.
It's that crackle pop off the court, too.
I agree with Keith. It's definitely
19,
that.
I get it.
Corey's in New York. Corey.
Hi, Kiwi.
Hey, Kiwi.
Hey, Kiwi.
Kiwi.
Where are the cows at, Corey?
Oh, I got plenty of them.
There they are.
Why, you want to come feed them?
Wow. Yeah. That got weird.
You're more than welcome to come to New York, Greenwich, New York.
I would like to do our show from there. Key, we should go.
That's right. That's about two blocks from your house, Jay.
Why are you trying to tell people where I live?
It's about 30 minutes north of Saratoga Springs.
Oh, wow.
It's really it's God's country.
Okay.
I also, Han, I like you on the show, too, when you come on, because sometimes we get caller roulette.
Oh, you know what?
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that could be a Friday staple. Maybe we'll do that Friday.
9:45.
We're producing.
9:45.
So now we have
9:45.
Corey producing the show for us. At least
all right, what do you
guy.
Want, Corey?
It's too late. We had to go. Dana's in Richmond. Dana.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. I'm with you. I'm going against the Virginia Tech coach. I don't know what the heck he was talking about Zion is not a superstar.
Thank you.
I don't know what he was talking about, but I'm with you, Jay.
Thank you,
I agree with you 100%.
He
You gotta tell him. Is a superstar. The only knock that I've received about Zion has been, but he doesn't play. But then I add, but when he does, though. Again, I go back to the musician thing. A musician, there could be a guy who's brilliant, but like will put out like one album and then you'll wait like 5 years for another one. It's like, God never makes music. Yeah, but when he does.
And I'm just saying, I know there are levels of superstardom here, but like to act like that dude doesn't have gravity everywhere he goes. Come on, man. Everything he does, even when he's dunking on little kids, goes viral. People talk about it on TV like it's something, like it's an actual full-blown topic.
And you know, you knew this was coming, right? Like all the talk about how big he looked all season, how heavy he got and all that stuff. I kept saying, like, you know it's real when you start getting the ripped shirtless Zion stuff on social media. That's starting to come out now, right? We're getting the workout videos. We're seeing him out and about. And they're trying to show you now how he's getting himself into shape. Why? Key money's the best motivator, isn't it? He has $100 million of reasons why.
I think. Look, here's what I'm going to say. And this is the thing that drives me just bonkers. And Jay knows this. I have a hissy fit. When people start talking about a guy's not working out. Okay, a guy's not working out. He's not doing anything. We just had Booger McFarland on. Mm-hmm. And like Booger said, I never went to OTAs or none of that stuff. Right? This was way back when. Okay? But I came in. They looked at me. It was like, damn, what you been doing? You look amazing. Just because you don't show people every day in video clips that you working out. And I say the same thing about James Harden. Everybody now all of a sudden changing the narrative on him because they saw him on a video shooting basketballs. Like, come on, man. Y'all know damn well these dudes work out. Y'all know this. Just because we don't see it don't mean they not doing it.
That's the problem with this. That's the problem, though. You're right. And Booger said it, too. Everybody today's got to show everybody what they're doing. It's like, I got to prove to you that I am working out. What have you been doing all this time?
Yeah, but that's not a blanket statement, though, Key. Like, we all know some dudes, bro.
We know some guys.
I'm not saying those guys. We know some guys, though, that don't be putting in the time.
Yeah, but some people put in the time when you're not watching or seeing.
Oh, I agree with that, yeah.
And people make it – you can't possibly be, Jay, an NBA player at a level that they're at if they're not doing something.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with that. I've known guys.
How?
Because guys that have worked but are super talented. And they get drafted based upon their talent. And their talent is so elite, it keeps them in the league, but they don't work at it. Yeah. Without giving names, I know that for a fact.
Yeah, no, Jay is absolutely right. There's a million of those stories in the league. So on Twitter, at KJ and Max, Will said, if you said Agent Zero, everyone knows who that is. Just like if they say 19, I know it's Key. NFL wide receiver numbers were always in the 80s until Key opened the door. So we had a caller, Dennis, who gave us that idea about numbers in sports, how they identify with players. We're going to see what player Key and Jay think of first when they hear a number. We'll do that next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Like I said, when I'm 75 and I'm on my 175-foot yacht, hanging out with my owner friends in the National Football League over in the south of France with Jay flying over in his G780 at that point, yeah, I'll have a Speedo on at that time. If I'm Jay-Z right now.
The name of the butler would be Jordan, right? And all would be at the front of the boat here. And Jordan!
Thank you, Jordan. If I'm LeBron James, I'm right now, I got two Speedos on. I'm just, you know, when you uber rich like them dudes, it doesn't matter what I'm wearing. I don't give a damn.
How are you going to strike out caviar and butter? What
I want
that?
All that. I want butter? Caviar just... and butter. Give me the extra snails from the hood.
Extra snails.
The madness that is this show. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by extra Progressive snails. Insurance.
Han, you ever have caviar?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
No.
I tried it once. I was like, y'all got it.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
They can keep it moving. Pat and those dudes, they can have it.
Yeah.
Escargot, have you tried that?
Nope, they can have that too.
No, it's good.
Strong pass.
Humble
brag, I had it in
kids.
Paris. It was delicious.
Yeah, my older kids eat that stuff. I'm passing. No. Yeah. Not till I get uber rich. When I get uber rich.
Then you just eat stuff you don't like all. Just because it's expensive.
No. Just because it's expensive and I'm sitting there with everyone and we're just, drinking some rosé and looking at the water,
Han, here's a very important question for you on this show. Are you a Popeyes or a fried chicken? What is it? Not Kennedy. I don't know.
KFC.
That's where you know, Key, where I'm from. I call it Kennedy Fried Chicken my whole life. KFC. You a KFC or Popeyes guy?
We like them both. They're great to both of us. No. We like them both.
Well, if they want to sponsor,
like both sides.
If they'd like to sponsor the show,
just got to make sure we're.
I see what you're doing, Key. I see what you're doing.
But if you're asking me preference, Willie Colon taught me many years ago that the only way to eat Popeyes is to rest it on your stomach with your shirt off and eat it without any, just with your bare hands and just get through it. And I love it. So, yes, Popeyes is the winner for me.
See, that's not how
not Chick-fil-A, not KFC.
You eat Popeyes with your shirt off?
That's how you got to do it. Shirt off.
Yeah, you got to do it very similar to that.
It's
going to
make a mess.
Do it, though.
Getting closer and closer to him being in a Speedo, I think.
Yeah, I eat it with the towel.
We're bringing the Speedo back in 2022. It's going to happen.
No, I eat the Popeyes chicken on the floor with the towel down in front of me.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. That's
how
you go.
And I use my T-shirt as a napkin.
As a napkin.
That's why your shirt's off. Yeah, that's
it's
got
to be right. And you got to get it. They got to get it right out the grease, though. You can't be under no heating lamps.
No. You actually can. You give it back.
I need piping hot.
Some Popeyes, they've been there for a long time, Keith.
No good. Yeah. Now, you guys might be surprised to know that there's a Popeyes within 5 minutes of my house.
No, we wouldn't be surprised. Y'all like chicken, too.
Wow. Y'all. Well, I'm just saying. I visit it frequently. I love it.
That's so funny. I say something. I don't know how to respond to it.
Oh, y'all.
I was like, oh.
It's very accusational, like, that you say. I'm telling you, man. You lay out the
landmines. No, I mean, like, rich
all
people.
The time.
I mean, like, rich people, Rich people like chicken, too,
Is that what it is?
And I'm you out there with the rich
You get the dark
folks.
Meat
rich
or the white meat,
rich
huh?
people? Hilarious.
You get the dark meat or the white meat?
Well, dark meat is the better meat, obviously.
Mm. No, white meat's the better meat. Yep. Dark meat is the juicier.
That is
now
going
to
be
it. Key, I'm starting to question it.
That is now going to be
it. Don't know if I believe in it, hon.
Lives in infamy right now, that one. Yes. But we have a game to play, don't
yes.
we?
Yes.
So can we just do that, please, dragging me there? As I tiptoe around these landmines that Key is laying out for me? Evan, okay. let's go ahead and play this game.
Yeah, so I am on a website called calculator.net where it's going to auto-generate or random generate a number between 1 and 99. I'm going to yell the number out. You guys are going to say the first athlete that comes to mind. You got it? It's easy. Ready? 77.
Phil Esposito.
Luca. I would say Luca.
All right.
I'm old.
4.
Bobby Orr.
Brett Favre,
Byron Scott.
Right?
Brett Favre.
Byron Scott,
Favre,
that's a good
right?
one.
Byron Scott's a good one.
Didn't Brett Favre wear 4? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
72? Filipino, good job, Evan.
Oh, 72 was the fridge.
72, the fridge, but also George Mursant.
I thought he was, he was 77. No, that 70. Was Sean Bradley was 77.
Patrick Sean Cornfuss. Bradley was 76 because he was 7'6". Right. Mursant wore 77 because...
Oh, there you go.
Mursant 77? Yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
All right, 18.
Peyton Andy Manslake.
Daryl Strawberry? Didn't he wear
18? Yeah, nice one. All right.
It's got to be Peyton.
Peyton, too. I said Peyton.
21.
Man, Willis Reed.
Prime,
yeah.
Roberto Clemente.
Nice.
66,
James.
Mario Lemieux. I got
Bruce
that one.
Matthews.
I got that one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mario's an easy one, yeah.
26.
26.
That's a random
Rob one. Woodson.
Oh, nice.
Saquon. I'm going to Saquon. Saquon?
Yeah, sure.
Clinton. Yeah.
Clinton Portis. That's a good one.
What did Curtis Martin play as a Jet?
28.
Come on. 28. Come on. Right, okay.
Greatest Jet
of
all time.
It's, you know, the... It's close.
Well, at least my lifetime.
Jets legend Le'Veon Bell wore 26.
That's the one, Pat. That was what I was thinking
there
of.
There it is, Pat.
Le'Veon Bell, what are you wearing for
Did
three
Did you
games?
Just confuse Curtis Martin and Le'Veon Bell's Jets?
No, I'm just,
Han, you're
I'm
out.
I'm just trying
you
to just trying to cover for my...
No, you are Le'Veon out of Bell the rest of
missing
that segment.
28 and 26.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Le'Veon Bell about to fight.
Yeah.
A boxing finger or something.
Really? Who?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to fight Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
Where's that at? Is that in Vegas?
Don't ask me, man.
You know, I like to go to stuff like that, Keith. I like to go to stuff like
that.
Why
would I want somebody to beat my head in the ring and I just left foot? I'm not. No.
All right, guys.
Frank Gore's doing it too, right?
No.
He's already done it. Yeah.
He did. Yeah.
Yeah. He fought Jake Paul or
something.
Jake Paul. Ron Paul.
One of the Pauls. Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
Chris Paul.
Rich Paul. Chris Paul.
Paul George?
That's how Chris Paul hurt his hand.
Logan Paul? 23.
Martin
Michael.
Winkendale?
23.
Mike Jordan.
23 is
Bron. Yeah.
There are others. I mean, you
what
could go Don
Mattingly.
You could go Bob Nystrom.
Harold Miner.
LeBron. Right.
This one's for Han and Han only. 57.
It'd be Bart Scott.
There you go.
Mo Lewis.
Don't forget about your guy.
Never.
50.
David Robinson.
Yeah.
The Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
80.
Wayne Corbett.
Kevin Weeks.
Wayne Corbett.
Oh, damn, there you go, Key. No, you have really grown, Key. You have. No pun intended, of course.
See, there you go doing the media crap.
You have grown so much.
Oh, God, stop.
Very proud of you in this
moment.
People are unbelievable.
Key, for who you are and the position you played, how do you not say Jerry Rice?
Because Wayne was my teammate, and he wore 80, and we're in New York.
Hofstra, baby.
I mean,
you think of Wayne Corbett before you think of Jerry
Evan,
Rice.
Isn't this a moment? This is a very special moment.
I'm trying not to do the media thing.
Should we have Wayne on maybe tomorrow?
My dad is retired. So I don't do the media thing anymore. 89.
Oh, no wonder you're leaving the show. Got it.
Yeah, my dad retires all of a sudden. I can't keep my job.
Unbelievable. Figured that one out real quick.
You are out.
89.
Come on, Evan. Got to see the clock. Got to go to break.
89?
No, too much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know at 89.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there any 89?
89.
Any memorable
89? Santana Moss?
I mean, memorable 89.
No, a memorable. I could.
Sonoris Moss.
89?
What about Steve 89? Smith?
What about Kate Moss?
Oh, yeah, Steve Smith.
How about Kate Moss?
Pass, hard pass.
39.
On Kate Moss?
39.
Rick DiPietro. What? I was asking a follow-up question.
Dominic Hasek came to mind for me.
Rick DiPietro.
Dominic Hasek. Yeah, 39.
Let's go to break.
You guys talk to Rick every day.
Yeah, I can't believe you're passing Kate Moss.
Jay's producing the show now. Let's go to break.
Everybody's producing the show.
Call the roulette next.
Are we doing call the roulette next? That's what we're doing. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Well, we're going to talk about Alan the NBA and college basketball right now, Alan.
Let's just keep talking about the same topics that we've been talking about all the time. No, but this is an interesting topic, though, guys, because Imani Bates, who was at one point as a high school player, the number one player in the country, a top recruit being compared to have a career path along the lines of Jordan, LeBron, now this guy. And he, after 1 year at Memphis, is transferring out. He's in the portal, and he's going to Eastern Michigan. Jay, what's going on here?
You know, it's crazy, man. This guy was on the cover, like you said, of Sports Illustrated. And there, I remember seeing names like Michael, Magic, LeBron, and that he was next. And this is what happens sometimes in sports. I think where, look, he was pulled out of his school. They built another magnet school around him. He was pulled from his AU team, went to another team. Unfortunately, man, I think parenting plays a huge role in stuff like this. And I think it's tough for a kid like that who had a lot of pressure from that early age of 15 years old for him to make it. And I unfortunately think the pressure of that and the surroundings of the business of the sport at an early age affected his ultimate trajectory. I do.
Yeah, I think, look, okay, it's late, but it's early, right? This is only a second year in college.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I say it's late because it was supposed to be the one-and-done type kid, and now it's not looking like that. So now he has to go reboot himself at Eastern Michigan to get on the floor. When you leave a Memphis a big time, I guess would you call it a blue blood, Jay?
Yeah.
Type program to go to an Eastern Michigan. It's so that you can fine tune your skills and just fill it up. All you need to do, what the coaches tell you is, hey, you come here, we're going to allow you just to be you. We're going to allow you to fill it up, run the floor. We're going to allow you to showcase your skill set, not the competition you're going to be playing against. That doesn't really matter. If you look at the – what's the kid that was at Washington, that's at Orlando now, that got drafted by the Philadelphia 76ers?
Markelle Fultz.
Markelle Fultz. If you look at that, Markelle Fultz could have gone anywhere in the world to play basketball. He elected the University of Washington. Why is that? Because Romar told him, you can come here and fill it up and do whatever you want to do, and that was the decision that was made.
It's interesting to point out, too, that what Bates is doing also is moving close to home. That also could be part of this equation as well. Eastern Michigan is only about 20 minutes from where he went to high school, so perhaps also coming home. We got to remember, too, these are still teenagers. These are still young guys, and going through what they're going through, maybe just being home is something that he needed to do. All right, we've got your calls coming up next. Call the roulette.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hon, I like you on the show, too, when you come on, because sometimes we get caller roulette.
Oh,
you know what? We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that could be a Friday staple. Maybe we'll do that Friday.
9:45!
Oh, we're producing.
9:45!
So now we have
9:45!
Corey producing the show for us. At least
all right, what do you want, Corey?
It's too late. We had to go. So it's caller roulette time. This brings me back. Is it 2021 again? Maybe, maybe not.
Feels
Alan
like
Hon,
it.
Though. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So you know how this goes. We just spin the wheel. It lands on a call number. We pick up the call. You tell us who you are, and you get to your hot take or your question or whatever it is that you want it to be. Just don't ask us how we're doing, because as you can tell from this show, we're doing great.
Great. What does this elevator music remind you of? Like an old person having a cigarette, just having a martini at the bar inside
in the hotel lobby.
Hotel lobby. How are you doing there, Mr. Williams? May I help you with your luggage?
Yes. Well, you know, yeah.
Your room is not ready
room,
yet, sir.
Your
why don't you join us here in
yet?
The lobby bar and have yourself, yes.
Are you going to give out the number for the individuals to call in?
Well, it's 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And if James Steele would, while he's standing in his Speedo, go over to the wheel and give it a spin.
Oh, look at that.
Don't get too close to it now.
We have James Steele. Jeez. Look at the cab definition.
It lands on line six.
Corey from New York.
There he is. Corey, you wanted it. You got it.
Yes, Han. Zion Williams. No, Jay Will. Zion Williams is not a superstar. I am a Duke fan, but you got to take your blue goggles off, glasses off. Zion is not a superstar. I want to bet with you. You put the poll on it, if poll on it for today, and see what it says tomorrow, and ask people, is Zion a superstar? If the poll, if he wins, if you win, if he is a superstar, then you know what? I'll take the bet, and I will send you a maple bourbon syrup from my farm to you as a gift to your.
Jay, put the poll on. Let's go.
Whoa. I'm leaving the poll alone.
Listen, Corey wants you to put the poll on.
First off, if you lose,
what do I have to do if I lose?
We're going
to
call Michael Phelps and have him ship you some Speedos.
And you're going to have to put the poll on.
You got me. No, I'm not wearing a Speedo on national TV. I ain't doing that. Y'all ain't going to have me trending. Oh, hell no.
Thank you, Corey. Spin the wheel, please, Mr. Steele.
I love Corey, though.
Line two.
Hey, this is Block from Tampa. Jay
What's
Will,
that?
Zion's not a star, man. If he gets hurt today, he'll be known as Greg Oden. So until you do something where your reputation will precede you after you finish, you're not a star. He's a star, but he's not a superstar.
Okay. All right. You think that if you want. I'm just trying to tell you. Dude goes viral. He's more known than a lot of the people in the NBA for what he does. And the numbers prove it when he does play.
I'm curious to see if all these people saying he's not a superstar would be willing then to let him walk into free agency without a max contract. Because
no way in hell.
You're not getting a max if you're not a star. Mr. Steele, would you please spin the wheel? Call the roulette on KJM. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're on line four.
Your blinker's
hey,
on.
Take my call, guys.
You got
it. Taking my call. On the 24 deal, who do y'all think represents it more? I'd say Kobe too, but he also wore number eight. So I'm gonna go with Jeff Gordon.
Jeff Gordon, the car number 24.
Okay.
Wasn't Griffey? Yeah. Wasn't Griffey 24?
Yeah, Griffey definitely. Yeah, but maybe right? That guy. Yeah. Maybe Griffey was 30. You know, because he switched to 30 when he went to Cincinnati.
It was Barry Bonds when he was in Pittsburgh. Yeah. He was 24.
Yeah. Barry Bonds.
I'm surprised you didn't jump on Darrell Revis there.
Yeah, but yeah, I like Jeff Gordon true. If you want to go a car number.
Yeah, no, that's a good number. But here, he's we're done.
He's probably not even the best 24 to play cornerback, right?
No, that's true. But we're done with roulette right now. We're finished with it. It was a great, great run.
Well done.
Evan, you had a great two-year stint with us as well. We just want to say, at least I do, congratulations on your next chapter and journey. Evan Wellner will no longer be one of our producers on our show. He is moving to another block and another show to screw that up. Good luck with those guys. Just want to say, you know, congrats. Thank you. You did a wonderful job. You taught me a lot about national radio in a short period of time. I've been able to conquer that along with Jay Will and Alan Hahn from time to time. Max, if he was here, yeah, he'd say the same thing. Zubin would say the same thing. It's been a blast, a fun, different show than you've ever worked on entirely in your entire life. And you did it all because of your dad. I get it. It was wonderful to work with you.
I would like to add on to that, Mr. Wilner, to my TV producer version of Sean McVay. I just want to say thank you, man. You obviously, you come every single day prepared. You work your ass off.
Over-prepared.
It doesn't matter, man. You bring it. And I want to say thank you for making the show better. Thank you for getting us to this point. And we appreciate you, man. And hopefully at the next show, you grow a little bit taller.
And before you take the mic here, Evan, and say a farewell, let me add also, because of the time I spent on this show, 5 months last year filling in and being part of it, learning a lot, working together, arguing, fighting, everything. When I left to go back to my show, I was a better host because of working with all of you guys, everybody there, obviously, in the control room, Pat and James and Alan and obviously Evan every day on the phone and talking. And people need to understand, behind a great show is a producer that cares and puts a lot of time and effort in.
Facts.
And it's a lot for 11 years to wake up at 3 a.m. and put together rundowns and to care and the time and effort you put in. is something that should be acknowledged, and it was, and it is time now for a new challenge, and you certainly will have that also doing Sunday
the
NFL.
The last minute of the show is yours.
Thank you, Evan.
The last minute of the show
you.
Is yours.
And good luck.
Thank you, Evan.
Evan,
I will see you in the hallway.
No, thank you, guys. It's really been a blast. As Key said, this is different from any show I've ever worked on. I've learned a ton from you guys. I'm happy to hear that you guys learned a lot from me. And, yeah, so I've done morning radio for 11 years, and it's time for me to get some sleep and spend some time with my wife. I've been married for 4 years. I've been with my wife for 8, and I've worked mornings the entire time we've been together. So it's time for me to move on and try something new. So I'll be the producer of Canty and Carlin from 3 to 7 on ESPN Radio starting in mid-July. I'm heading on vacation for 2 weeks. When I get back, that'll be my new show. And then I'll have a pretty good role on Sundays during the NFL season, helping the entire network get through every NFL Sunday. So looking forward to all of that. But really, thank you guys, and thanks to the listeners for sticking around.
Free dinner on me in 2 weeks, Evan.
Appreciate you, Evan.
Got my free dinner.
You'll always be my quarterback, my producer.
All the best, Evan Wilman.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.